Secretary Rumsfeld, would you say that Iraq is more safe or less safe since the American invasion and subsequent occupation?
Let me take that last part first. You're saying occupation. It was occupied before we got there by a dictator. So you should be a little more careful about how you use that word. As for more safe or less safe, I'd have to ask, which way do you mean more? As in, is it safe there? Is it safe? That's what you're saying?
Actually, no. He wasn't saying that. He was asking you, is it safer in Iraq now? Could you answer that, please, Secretary Rumsfeld?
Well, now you've shifted the focus of the question entirely to what he asked me. Why don't you ask him? He's standing right there.
But I'm asking you.
Are we through playing games here, people? As I clearly said earlier, as to Iraq, vis-a-vis their security, one could make compelling arguments both for and against its relative safety based on who does or does not feel safe at any given time. Are there some people that feel safe there? Sure, you bet. Next question.
Secretary Rumsfeld, again, please clarify. Is Iraq safer now?
Can you all not hear me? I mean, I've answered that question six ways to Sunday. It's not my responsibility to dumb it down for you people. Now listen, based on the current thorough analysis of the region, Iraq is not now, nor has it ever been, what we would call safe. So is it less safe? No, I didn't say that. Is it more safe? Sure, in some ways. But the bottom line is it safe safe? Now, that's just a ridiculous question. Could it change? We all hope so. It will or it won't. In Iraq, things are either safe, more safe, safe safe, not safe, less safe, or not safe safe. But they can't be all of those things, people, can they? You tell me. Thanks for coming.